Bed sheets, moving out after separation. I wanted my soul out of the house too. So I took out all my diaries, 20 or so, from the past 20 years, and I slipped them into the recycling bin. I took all my photos, baby, childhood, adolescence, college years, and trashed those too. I took my blood pressure reader, and I took the white carnival mask I bought in Venice. I wasn't going to leave myself at the house. She offered me sheets for my bed. I took them to the new place, then dumped them in the trash bin. She offered me the dog's bed, and I accepted, but it never even made it close to his food bowl. I took my bicycle, the one that folds up to fit inside a car. I was proud to buy it for myself. She didn't understand the purchase. She looked at me, I remember this, as if I'd acquired a reptile who we'd now have to feed live mice and crickets. A bicycle so I could get in shape. A fucking bicycle. Do you understand what I'm driving at? She wanted my father to help her move out, too. Her brother-in-law would be there, but they needed my father's truck. My father loved her like a daughter. In many ways, he was just as hurt as me. I lied and said my father couldn't help. If she wanted the patio furniture, then she'd have to figure out a way to haul it. The moon that night was a harvest moon, yellow, smudged by leftover rain clouds or wind. What the hell do I know about the weather?